And I'm very pleased to have on the phone Mr. Mick Maley. He is the race director of the Bendigo Bank Coffs Harbour Running Festival, which is on this Sunday, the 23rd of September. So good morning to you, Mick.
Hello, Kerry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, I believe you've been very busy. I couldn't get through to you because who were you talking to?
Steve Monteghetti was having a bit of a yarn at the organisation.
Fancy putting Steve in front of me. I'm insulted.
That won't happen again.
So he is actually going to be part of the running festival.
Yeah, Steve's actually been here a week. Brought his whole family up.
Terrific.
And they've been enjoying Coston. He's actually run the course twice already this week.
Twice before breakfast.
Yeah. And his comments were it's one of the best courses that he's ever participated on or run on.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Where is the course?
Starts and finishes at the showground and runs around the north and south banks of the Coffs Creek walkway.
Lovely. And you've got lots of different categories in it too, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got, there's enough stuff here for everyone to participate and enjoy. Like, you haven't got to be a Steve Monteghetti to come out and enjoy it. You've just got to come out and participate. There's a 21K half marathon, a 10K run, a 5K run/walk, and a 3K run/walk. So if you say you can't run, there's no excuse.
No.
You certainly can walk.
And it's a family event too, is it?
Yeah, there's a hell of a lot of families. Yeah, mum, dad, and all the kids participating. And there's people travelling from far, far away too, as in families. There'd be half a dozen families from Sydney with four or five members going to participate.
Oh, beautiful, that's
Queensland.
Wonderful. And here it is on our doorstep, so we should be making the most of it, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Up until last night, we got 1,100 people entered. Oh, I haven't checked the mailbox yet, and I anticipate that it'll be full. And I reckon between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon down at the showground, we're going to have late registration. So if anyone still wants to participate in it, get on down to the showground tomorrow afternoon and put your late entry in.
Right. So how are those numbers comparing to last year, Mick?
We're already up on last year.
Right.
We had about not quite 1,200 people entered last year, but the conditions weren't real good. I think that scared a few of them away.
Mm.
So they didn't actually turn up. So
right.
Just under 1,000. Yeah, it's just better this year. It's sort of exciting. It's
fantastic. Well, you cut your teeth last year. You know exactly what needs doing. But you're not new to this type of thing, are you?
Oh, no, it's not.
You've been organising fundraising events like this for many years. I know that with Life Education, you organised lots of fun runs there, and you've been involved in lots of community activities. And this one is a fundraiser, so who's going to be benefiting from this one?
It's going to be Life Education.
Carry on.
Early intervention, Coffs Coast Autism, and Camp Quality.
Yeah, so all children's charities.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, if people want to be involved, they can go to the showground in Coffs Harbour tomorrow afternoon, or can they still register online? Is it too late? Or?
No, it's too late to register online.
Right.
So they'll have to turn up tomorrow afternoon and fill out their entries and enter.
Okay. And then it all starts on Sunday pretty early, doesn't it?
Yeah. The first race is 7:30. The 10K is 7:30. The half marathon's 8 o'clock. The 5K is 10 o'clock. And the 3K is 11.
Right. Now, even if you're not participating, is it something that's worth coming to have a look at?
Yeah. Well, just have a look at Monna's run around.
Well, that's right.
He's one of the, if not the best long-distance runner that Australia's produced.
And yeah.
He loves it up here, and he's happy to come along, and he'll have a yarn to anyone. Anyone's just got to have a... How you going, mate? And you've got him for 10 minutes.
Well, I'm going to be up there. I better take my voice recorder. I might get to have a chat to him. Yeah, that's wonderful. All right. Well, I'll see if I'll be on one of those water stands, giving people a drink as they fly past. And I hope you have a very successful time, and I'll catch up with you then. Thank you so much, Mick Maley.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.